We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, thanks for checking out our podcast. Congratulations, you figured it out.
Ugh, let's not be condescending.
I'm not. It's complicated.
No, it's not.
I think it's complicated.
Congratulations for being able to use your iPhone or Android.
Or tablet.
I mean, grandparents know how to use smartphones now.
I know, but to subscribe to our podcast, it just seems like there's hoops. Anyway.
This sounds like a you thing, like how you struggle with technology.
Well, that is true. I do. Katie's still broadcasting from home because she's got COVID, and hopefully she'll be back before the end of the week, but we'll see. In the meantime, enjoy the podcast.
Something on your mind? Text the Wake Up Call at 733-89. Message and data rates apply.
106.5 The End.
So it wasn't that long ago that we talked about how I purchased a Tesla, or I didn't purchase, I leased a Tesla now that my old lease was over. And at the time that that was going on and we were talking about it, Katie, what is it that you warned me?
Oh, that you are not a person that can. A Tesla is essentially like driving a computer. Everything about it is a computer. And you are someone that is not technologically savvy. There are things on your phone that you'll never do, don't even consider doing. We've talked many times about how you didn't until recently trust the technology behind an ATM.
Mm-hmm. I still don't.
That you're going to drive a computer seemed too much.
But the good news is that I've had it for over a month, and so far so good, except for the other day. Something happened, and it was me not knowing how to do something that I absolutely should have known how to do. And I found out at the worst possible time I was getting a car wash. Okay.
So what is it that you didn't know how to do?
I didn't know how to put my car in neutral.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
And when you get a Tesla, like, it goes through, there's videos that you sit in your car and you watch. It's all these like, videos, how-to videos and stuff like that. But there's so much information there that it's hard to remember everything. And neutral, who even uses neutral, really?
Yeah.
Like, we don't need it. You need it when you run out of gas. That's basically the only time. Or a car wash. So I buy my car wash, and I'm pulling around, and then, you know, they're guiding me in. We've all had car washes. They're guiding me in and lining my tire up, and we do, and she gives me the hand signal to stop, and then she points to the thing that says, please put your car in neutral. And it was at that moment that I stopped breathing.
So on a Tesla, there's not like a gear shift.
There is a gear shift, but it's because it's a Tesla. It's everything's wonky. Everything's different. It's not like a normal gear shift. It's not like a dial you turn. It's not like a thing that it's a stick that you move. There is a stick, but it's you flick it up to go reverse. You flick it down to drive. And those are the only two motions. If you want to park, there's a button at the end of the stick, and you push that, and now your car's in park. So park, drive, reverse,
What else?
So the poor girl comes around. And she's, I don't know, probably 16 years old or something like that. And she's like, okay, put your car in neutral. And then she's starting to do it. I'm panicking now because I can't put my car in neutral. I don't remember. So my foot's just on the brake. And the wheels, I can feel the wheels trying to move my car. It's lifting one side up and then clicking down.
Oh, no!
And then she finally notices something's wrong. And she like looks at me like, what's going on? And she like comes over to my window and I put my window down and I go, I don't know how to put my car in neutral.
Kevin!
And then she like stares back at me and I like give her this like face like, well, like she should know. Like, I'm like, in my head, I'm going like, you do this all day long. This is your profession, teenager. You must know how to put every car into neutral. So I almost...
You essentially looked at her and said, I don't know how to be a grown-up.
Yeah, this is my car and I don't know how to do something with it. Very important at this moment. So finally, like, I was about... This is as embarrassing as it gets. I was literally about to, while sitting there, YouTube... how to put my Tesla in neutral.
It's the way to do it.
Well, I didn't have to because I eventually looked at the gear shift and real teeny tiny, I saw an N and I go, okay, there's
what?
The, I felt like all of a sudden I was like in the Da Vinci Code. I was like, there's the symbol. Okay, what does it mean? And I go, what if instead of flicking it down real hard, what if I give it just like a little love tap? And I did that and it put the car in neutral.
Whoa.
But it was terrifying in the moment to not do that. And what made me feel better was I put this up on Facebook for Wake Up Call listeners. And I said, what should you have known how to do, but you didn't know how to do it? And of course, Wake Up Call listeners are the best. They're dummies just like me.
Hilarious. Yeah.
And a lot of these are so funny. Nicole says, I worked at Domino's Pizza for years cutting Parmesan bites. I've done it hundreds of times. And one day I walked in and my brain just forgot how to cut them.
Yeah.
Diana also had to YouTube something in a moment of panic where she had to YouTube how to undo a ratchet strap. Do you guys know what a ratchet strap is? Mm-mm. It's the kind of thing, it's got a big metal like buckle on it and you crank it to tighten it.
Okay.
Have you ever used those? Like mm-hmm. you use them when you're moving?
I mean, I've seen one. Is that something people are supposed to know how to use?
Well, I guess if you bring them to a Home Depot like she did and said, hey, can you load in this grill that I purchased into the back of my truck? And they say, sure. And they're your product and you don't know how to undo them. So she had to stand there and watch a YouTube video to figure out
how embarrassing
how to undo them.
Nice.
Katrina said, I still don't know how to sew a button. I can relate to that one.
Okay, I will not allow this. It's literally self-explanatory.
How is it self-explanatory?
You put it in, you put it out. You put it in, then you put it out. Then you put it in, you put it out.
But don't you have to tie it at some point? Can't you make it too tight?
Okay, then tie.
I don't know how to do
that.
There you
go. You just figured it all out.
Kathy said that in high school, a friend asked her to make a pitcher of Kool-Aid. She didn't know how to make a pitcher of Kool-Aid. And I love this one. I thought this was so funny. This is from Chris. She said, I had an old coworker that should have known what the term room temperature meant. We all were at work and we were complaining about how hot it was in the store. And she said, yeah, I went over and looked. It's only 85. It's not even room temperature yet. And they said, what are you talking about? And after pressing her, they found out that she thought room temperature was 98.6.
God, we're all so embarrassing.
We can be very embarrassing. Coming up on this show, we have to talk about a truck accident in Pennsylvania. It does. Well, how does this affect us in California? It makes us wish that there was a truck accident like this in California, right in our own parking lot, because what spilled out of the truck is amazing. That's coming up next on The Wake Up Call.
Want to get through to The Wake Up Call? It's easy. 916-766-1065 or text them at 733-89.
Pennsylvania is a very lucky state today, and I'll tell you why. A truck accident occurred over the weekend on I-80 when a truck hit a dump truck, and the truck that wasn't the dump truck went over on its side, and the contents spilled out all over the road, and the contents were 100 monkeys.
No!
Monkeys.
Are the monkeys okay?
Almost all of them survived.
Oh, no.
I said almost all. Focus on the good part, glass half empty, guys.
I guess.
Okay? Here's the better news. Let's say, I don't know the exact number of how many monkeys got away. Let's say it's like 95, okay?
Okay.
95 monkeys get away from the truck accident. 3 were recovered.
Were they the injured ones?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I assume that they weren't talking about those because they said they were located. Now, I know what you're thinking, because whenever you talk about monkeys, this is a very important question. What kind of monkey? Because some monkeys, like, are kind of scary.
Rip your face off.
A baboon is a monkey, and, like, no thank you. I don't want to see that anywhere.
No.
And any kind of ape, I know they're not monkeys, but any kind of ape, not interested in seeing that anywhere in the wild either. But these were monkeys on their way to a lab. So these were probably like Ross from, Ross from Friends monkey. Like a,
okay, I don't know
so
that.
Like a capuchin ask. Monkey. Google capuchin monkey.
I would imagine if they were for a lab, they would want them to have similar qualities to a human so that they could test products on
them.
Well,
a lot of monkeys do.
Well, that's scary. Human-like monkeys.
Well, that's not happening.
That's all monkeys.
Okay. So it's probably like, if I had to guess, like your standard lab monkey, which is probably like a capuchin monkey, which is like what Ross on Friends had, and that was adorable. Now, let's assume for a second, 95 survived. They recovered 3. What are we left with in the wilds of Pennsylvania?
92 monkeys.
Yeah. Just walking around, swinging from trees, stealing our bananas.
Cuteness overload.
Yes. Stealing our bananas.
If, I'll tell you
okay,
this.
Okay, so there was something called cynobulgus monkeys.
What is that? What is that?
Are they cute?
Look it up. Copy and paste that word and then Google image it. Okay?
Okay.
Are they cute or not?
Okay, wait.
This is important.
Oh, God, they're so cute.
Oh, God.
They are Ross monkeys.
Pull
up
a picture.
Oh, my God. They're the...
What are they called again?
Oh, my God. Oh, they look like little babies.
What are they called again?
Okay, it's spelled C-Y-N.
C-Y-N-O-M-O-L. Oh, I found it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God, yes.
They're so cute.
These are the kind of monkeys that you see in, like, India. And they, like, steal your food. And sometimes they try to steal your baby.
What?
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
This is the kind of monkey that, like, you could be like, let's put a vest on this monkey.
100%. This is a I want to dress you up like a baby doll monkey. And there's 90 of them just roaming around Pennsylvania right now.
This is exactly what America needed for monkeys to become the new squirrels.
Oh, my God. That would get us.
Has that been a goal?
I guess.
Should have been a goal. And I think this is what is going to be needed to get us out of our COVID depression. Like,
now that is true. Like, yeah.
Look at this. Like, he's sticking his tongue out. Peekaboo, you got me, you stinker. Oh, my God. Imagine. Just now, also, it should also be said, this is how science fiction nightmare movies start, too.
Oh, Planet
We're
of the
already
eight.
In our own science fiction nightmare. Well, so let's just enjoy, let's enjoy our monkey time. Let's monkey around a little bit and just like... have a good time. Each one is worth $8,000 to $10,000.
Wow. Oh. Worth every penny. Wow. This one's wearing a necklace.
That was an expensive car crash.
So there's another reason to capture these monkeys. These are money monkeys.
Uh-huh.
They make money monkey moves. Okay. What Cardi B says.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I have a quick question, though. We're looking at, like, you know, the later on benefits. But right after this car crash, this happened on I-80, right? Mm-hmm. So on the freeway that goes from California all the way to New York.
Correct.
Big freeway, lots of traffic.
Yes.
What do you do if you're sitting in your car and you're listening to your podcasts and then a monkey jumps on your hood?
That's a great question.
First and foremost, you try to take a selfie with it if you can't get it into your car.
You can get it into your car pretty easy, I would imagine. You roll your window down and give
it. I'm going in stages. I'm going in stages. First and foremost, you take a picture of it.
Okay? Yeah,
that's step one. Okay. That's basic bitch. Step two, roll your window down. Try not to spook it. Then like, try to give it like a corn nut or something.
Yeah, whatever you got in the car.
Corn nuts could kill them.
Peanut pretzel. Well, how do you? You don't know anything about a monkey's diet.
I would pull out a banana.
Really? You have bananas in your car?
You don't have a banana in your car.
Yes, I do, actually. You don't know what's in my car.
It's whatever I imagine the homeless person that slept in it last night left. Okay. So, now the monkey's in your car with the corn nut. Now what happens?
Okay. We'll put a seatbelt on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Safe is no accident, right?
Okay. Okay, then I get it home. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do not tell anybody, right? I go straight to my house. You know, there's some sort of checkpoint, I'm sure. The cop doesn't roll down your window. Ma'am, have you seen a monkey? And I've already put baby clothes on that monkey. And I go, nope, just me and my ugly baby here, okay? And then I go home, and my husband says, is that a monkey? And I say, how dare you? That's one of our kids.
I love it. What a plan. Oh, the people of Pennsylvania. I've never thought I'd say this after leaving. They're so lucky. Yeah.
The Wake Up Call. On 106.5 The End.
It's been 2 years almost since COVID came into our lives. And we're still finding more and more information out about this. And it's kind of fascinating. And if you missed the announcement earlier today, Katie, unfortunately, tested positive for COVID along with her entire family. So she's broadcasting from home. Recent information has come out about COVID that's really interesting. First of all, in the news is a man who was making a claim that he tested positive for COVID. He survived COVID, but then his pee-pee shrank an inch and a half because of it.
Shut up.
Okay. So because it was met with that kind of response from a lot of people, the doctors,
I bet it was.
The doctors actually investigated this and found that it is true. His penis actually shrunk an inch and a half because of COVID. And they actually think that this might have happened to way more men in the world. But one, either they didn't notice or they don't want to say anything, you know, obviously. But what they think it's related to is something that they do know about coronavirus, and that is it can make you impotent, and it can affect your area down there. And this is just for men. And the reason why is because COVID damages blood vessels.
Blood. Yeah. And it's in your, it settles in your lower respiratory system, which is like closer to your junk.
Yes. Ooh. And the thing that makes it work down there, as far as that is concerned, is blood. Oh. So you can get impotent from COVID.
There are still people out there that think that they, whoever they is, the government, I don't know, whoever, is lying to us about COVID and trying to get us. You know, that's how they get you. If they really wanted to get us, if they really wanted to scare the crap out of people, they would have been telling us that COVID will make your unit smaller or not work at all from day one.
That's true.
Because I can't think of anything that men would take more seriously.
It's true. I mean, if this doesn't make you want to get the vaccine, then honestly, nothing will. Because there's only one thing scarier to a man than dying, and that is that doesn't work anymore.
And that's its own kind of death. Do we know if Mr. One Inch was vaccinated or not?
Oh, that is a good question. I'm not sure. I'll look into that.
An inch and a half is so much.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. That's double Kevin.
No, actually, I kind of want, if this research is true, I kind of want to get COVID. So it kind of, you know, shrinks down mini Kevin.
Because it's so big.
It's a struggle. Yes. I live with that syndrome. What? It's like someone in front of you when you're trying to walk and they will not get out of your way.
Has it ever gotten?
I'm not in the studio. Can somebody please slap the hell out of him?
Does it? Has it ever halted a lovemaking session? Because Katie had to halt a lovemaking session once because of that.
Oh yeah, she screamed and didn't know.
Oh,
she didn't know it was gonna be so.
Oh, she was surprised by
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
She said, "Wow, you're packing, honey." I said, "That's on period."
I'm not scared at all.
Why does she talk to you like your mom's friend?
What do you mean?
Wow, you did great, sweetheart.
No, she said, wow. I'm impressed.
All right. Well, unfortunately, Kevin, you're vaccinated, and the guy whose penis shrunk, he was not vaccinated. So you go.
Sorry, Kevin.
He had a severe case of COVID. So anyway, listen, if you're not vaccinated and you're a dude at this point, we'll add this to the other things that could possibly go wrong. And you're going to have to live with those consequences.
Although there's going to be a lot of men out there that are like, no, it used to be an inch and a half bigger, and then I got COVID.
That's smart.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Everybody knows that weddings are expensive, so if you got told that you were going to get a free wedding, you'd leap at the opportunity. Well, I'm calling Allison at the request of her fiancé, Ryan, to tell them that they won a free wedding that they applied for at a wedding expo like months and months and months ago. The only catch is they have to change pretty much everything.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
I am looking for Allison.
This is she who's calling.
Hey, Allison, this is Sid Busy, and I'm calling from the promotional company that you entered at the Wedding Expo for a free wedding.
What is this?
So one of the things that you entered was for a free wedding. It's brought to you by Hershey's Chocolate, and the entire wedding will be paid for by Hershey's Chocolate. It's a big promotional thing, and I'm calling to tell you that you've won.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? This
yes.
is real? Oh, my God.
Are you
this
okay?
Is amazing. Oh, my God. This is, like, the best news. I'm going to cry.
Oh, I'm so happy that I could make this call for you. So, like I said, just need to run over some of the details with this. This is a promotion, Hershey's Chocolate. I'm sure you're familiar, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And here are some of the details. First of all, they're also going to pay for your honeymoon. Your honeymoon is going to be to Hershey, Pennsylvania. So congratulations. One of the biggest romance capitals of the country.
Okay.
Well, you can't tour the chocolate factory there anymore. Actually, the chocolate factory doesn't even exist there anymore. But you are going to get a VIP tour of Chocolate World, which is their simulated tour on how they make chocolate.
Okay.
As far as the actual wedding goes, there are some things that they will do that I'm sure you won't mind. For instance, the wedding cake has to be chocolate, and it has to be made with Hershey's chocolate. I'm sure you don't mind that, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. People like chocolate. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, even the outside of the cake though, the icing is going to need to be brown because we want people to really understand that this is Hershey's chocolate cake.
My colors are like a light pink and white.
Can we put some brown in it somewhere? How about we make most of it brown and we just put some pink highlights? How does that sound? That actually sounds beautiful. You know what? I love that idea. I'm going to write that down. That sounds really good, okay? They also are going to want a few other tweaks to the wedding. For instance, when you lean in to kiss your husband at the end of this, what they're going to do is before you actually kiss each other on the lips, we're going to hold up a Hershey kiss. And we're going to say, you may now Hershey kiss the bride. And we'll just take a picture, and that's the picture that we'll use for when we advertise that we did this, okay?
Like our first kiss after we get married?
Your first kiss after you're married is going to be you kissing a Hershey kiss. That is correct, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Also, the wedding dress is going to have to be brown of some shade. Some shade. Okay? You can pick out the shade, but we would like it to be brown.
I already have a dress.
You have the dress already picked out?
Yep, I have a white A-line dress.
Is it paid for?
Yes, I've already paid for it.
And it's been altered as well?
Yep.
Okay. Maybe does it have a train on it?
Yeah, I have a train.
Okay, so then maybe what we'll do is we'll put a big Hershey's chocolate logo on the train, and I'm sure I can get that approved. That'll be okay. All right. So
I don't know if I'm the right person for this. I think I need to talk to my fiance. This is just going to change a lot about the wedding that we were envisioning, you know?
Right. What's his name?
Ryan.
Okay. Do you think that instead of the program saying that you're marrying Ryan, we could have like Ryan's name there and then playfully crossed off and write like Milton Hershey on top, the guy who founded Hershey's Chocolate? Could we do that as a joke?
No, it's my wedding. I don't want it to be like a joke. I don't really know if I want this anymore.
Really? You don't want a free wedding anymore? Think about it.
Not if I have to put the Hershey logo on my dress.
It's just a logo. It's not a Nazi flag.
It's just not the wedding we were picturing.
Okay. Your fiance's name is Ryan, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, that's actually who I've been talking to this whole time because none of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. He emailed me and asked me to do this to you.
Oh, my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She might be broadcasting from home because she tested positive for COVID, but will she test positive in a win? And are you smarter than Katie?
Nice.
All right.
Love it.
We're playing with Justin this morning. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
From Sacramento. How are you?
Good.
Do you have COVID? Do you have COVID?
Do I have COVID? No.
Okay. All right. Well, then maybe this is going
to
be an
Are you happy to
unevenly
is
matched?
He happy to be here?
Apparently yeah. not.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Justin, are we okay?
Justin, are you yeah. okay? It seems like
yeah,
maybe
I'm
you
good.
Were forced to be here.
No,
who are
I'm
you
fine,
with?
Guys. Justin.
Right.
With my mom.
Okay.
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 All right.
Okay,
gotcha. All right. Katie's going to leave her at home studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and we'll see how many you get right. All right, Justin, you ready?
You're right. Okay. Yeah.
Question 1, the standoff between Russia and the Ukraine and America is getting more tense. America has deployed troops and war craft to striking distance and pulled many members of the embassy out of the Ukraine. What country does not border Ukraine? Serbia, Bosnia, or Poland?
Poland.
Okay. Question 2, Adele still feels so awful about canceling her Las Vegas residency show less than 24 hours before it was supposed to start. Over the weekend, she spent time FaceTiming with fans that were still in Vegas because it was too late to cancel their trip. She was supposed to perform at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Spell Coliseum.
Coliseum.
Okay. Question 3. Weber Grills had to send out an apology email to all of their subscribers to daily email recipes because Friday they sent out a recipe for grilled meatloaf, being completely unaware that singer Meatloaf had died that morning. There are 3 main ingredients in meatloaf. Name 2 of them.
Bread. Beef.
Bread and what?
Bread and beef.
Okay.
Okay.
Question 4. The weekend was filled with very exciting NFL divisional playoff games that included a Niners win, but none more exciting than Buffalo and Kansas City last night that ended in a Kansas City win in overtime. Who do the Niners play next week?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say the
3 seconds. 3, 2, What?
The Chiefs.
Okay.
The Chiefs.
All right. Chiefs. Question five. SNL cast members Pete Davidson and Colin Jost did something crazy. They bought a decommissioned Staten Island ferry. They used to live on Staten Island. That's where they both grew up. And the ship holds 5,000 people. They're going to turn theirs into an entertainment venue for comedy and art. They paid $280,100 for it. How much would it cost if they bought three of them at that price?
$840,300.
Holy cow! How'd you do it so fast?
That seems suspiciously fast.
Fastest guns on the West. He has his mom with him.
Oh, okay. Is his mom a calculator?
He's really good at math.
Oh, okay. All right, Katie. I don't know why I'm shouting.
You know what?
There she is. She's back.
You're shouting at me because I have to reconnect her. Hold on a second. There she is. Hi,
all
Katie.
Right. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
All right. Five questions. You ready?
Yeah, I just realized I don't have a pen. I hope that's not going to be a problem.
It probably would be at some point. You don't have a pen at all?
No, it's fine.
You're smart. You got this.
Okay, I don't have much hope for the math
question. The pens don't help.
Oh, yeah.
The pens don't help me with the math questions anyway, so.
That's a good point. Okay. Question one. The standoff between Russia and the Ukraine/America is getting more tense. America has now deployed troops and warcraft to striking distance and pulled members of the embassy out of the Ukraine. What country?
Well, sure, you can't just go invading other countries.
Well, that hasn't happened yet. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Well, I know, but just don't make it sound like you're gonna, and we wouldn't be there.
What country does not border Ukraine? Serbia, Bosnia, or Poland? 3 seconds.
Poland.
Nope, it's Serbia. Question two. Adele still feels so awful about canceling her Las Vegas residency show less than 24 hours before it was supposed to start. Over the weekend, she spent time FaceTiming with fans that were still in Vegas because it was too late to cancel their trips. She was supposed to perform at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Spell Coliseum.
Oh, my God. I can't write anything down.
I know. Okay. You should have got a pen.
C-O-L-U.
Oh, my. You didn't even let her finish.
No.
C-O-L-O-S-S-E-U-M.
Oh.
That's so mean.
Sorry. Question three. Weber Grills had to send out an apology email to all of their subscribers to daily email recipes. Because Friday, they sent out a recipe for grilled meatloaf, completely unaware that singer Meatloaf had died that morning.
Why couldn't that have been a tribute?
I guess that's a good point. There are three main ingredients in meatloaf. Name two of them.
Ground beef or turkey or chicken and egg.
That is correct. The other being bread. Question four. The weekend was filled with very exciting NFL divisional playoff games that included a Niners win. And more exciting than that was the Buffalo and Kansas City game last night that ended with a Kansas City win in overtime. Who do the Niners?
That was crazy.
That was an insane game. I couldn't believe that in 2 minutes there were so many touchdowns.
So fun.
Who do the Niners play next?
The Rams.
That is correct.
Sorry, Tom Brady.
Question five.
Are we sorry for Tom Brady?
No,
because you know what? He should have retired with the Patriots because you danced with the gal that brung you.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Question five.
Tough talk.
SNL cast members Pete Davidson and Colin Jost both grew up on Staten Island and they did something crazy. They bought a decommissioned Staten Island ferry. The ship holds 5,000 people, and they are going to turn it into an entertainment venue for comedy and art. They paid $280,100 for it. Boy, I sure wish you had a pen.
I'm sorry. I thought I had a pen. It's a thermometer.
Oh, crack it open right with the mercury. I'm sure if it gets in your skin, nothing bad will happen. How much would it cost if they bought three of those at the same price?
Kevin!
Don't blame me for your unpreparedness.
I thought I had one. Oh. That's all I got. That's all I got.
The answer is $840,000,
$840,300. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know somebody else who got that right.
Justin got that right, and he got it lickety-split. It was creepy.
Well,
but then
I'm sure Justin wasn't using a calculator.
Well, okay, it's what we said, but then Justin's mom, who's in the car with him, jumped in and said he's very good at math. Mm-hmm.
She vouched.
Well, she's going to lie for her son.
You know what? Let's test it out. Justin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. First
Does
of all,
your mom lie for you? Is your mom a liar? Hold Which on. One's a bigger liar?
Hold
you
on a second. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. Let's just test this out for extra credit, Justin.
I'm so nervous.
What's 150,200 times two?
300,400.
Wow. You are like a genius.
He's a human calculator.
Wow. That's insane.
Have
That's
you thought about becoming an accountant?
Wow, wow, wow. Well, how well did he do with the rest of them?
Right. Common core, everybody. Common core. Okay, final score. Justin, 4. Katie, 2.
Yeah!
Katie! He kicked your ass.
He might be the smartest person in Sacramento.
Unbelievable.
Well, he's playing with an advantage.
What is the advantage?
That he knows math?
Well, number one, he's probably still in school, so his brain's still fresh.
Right.
Number two, see, he says yes. Number two, his brain isn't contaminated with COVID. Like
right.
Mine.
Oh, that's true.
Number three, he's got his lying mother.
Right. And number four.
He has a pen.
Has a pen.
Yeah.
Wow. Justin.
No, that's on me. That is on me.
Give your mom a shout out. What's her name?
Kim.
Kim.
Way to go, Kim. Kim.
Just like Kevin. Kevin's mom's name is Kim, too. Oh, yeah. What is it that you guys want to tell us?
Today, I am smarter than Katie.
You sure are. Yes. Go to high school proud.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's second date update time, and we have Adrian on the phone. Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? It's
good.
Great to be on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
Well,
thanks.
Thank you.
So you went on a date with somebody named Samantha. And where'd you guys meet?
Well, we met on Hinge. And okay. We talked for a little bit. We decided to get some drinks and some bowling on.
Cute. I love that. Date. Yeah.
Did he say bowling?
Bowling, yeah. I think that's a really cute first date.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just bowling, you know, just some fun, casual time. I had a great time. We talked a bit. It was great. And, I mean, you know, the energy, the vibes were there. It's just ever since that night when I tried to talk to her, she just seems uninterested. Like, I've been trying to follow up, and she said she'll go out with me again. Like, she didn't put me down or anything. But whenever I try to commit to a date, you know, or something to do, you know, just trying to get some ideas, and she went like bowling, and she went to this, and that, you know, she just doesn't reply, or she just changes the subject, and it's just, you can just see that there's just nothing moving forward there.
Okay. All right, well, we have her on hold, so we're going to find out what's going on, and we'll get back to you, we'll let you guys talk it out. Hopefully we'll get you a second date. So Adrian's now on hold, let's talk to Samantha. Samantha, good morning. You're actually on the second date update on the Wake Up Call with Gavin and Katie. How are you?
I'm weird, I guess.
Yeah. We actually have Adrian on hold, and he wants to know what's going on?
What
are you guys going to have a second date or not? He says every single time he brings up a second date after you went on your, what he said was a great bowling date, you change the subject on him. Seems very distant now, like you're off-ramping him from this relationship. So what is the truth here?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't know if he told you, but when he showed up to our first date, he was, like, clearly sick.
Oh, no, he did not tell us that.
Yeah, he's coughing like a maniac. I mean, he told me it was just allergies, but, like, I mean, we're in a global pandemic. Like, you can't just be, like, coughing all night and, like, yeah. He didn't always cover his mouth and, like, ooh. I mean, it would be gross even if it wasn't a pandemic, but, like, no.
All right, let's talk to Adrian. Adrian, there's your reason. You're back on the show for the second date update. Samantha says she doesn't want to go on a second date with you because, bro, you were sick and then you went on a date.
I don't think I was that sick to the point that it was an issue. I didn't see anyone looking at me or any behaviors changing. In fact, I'm kind of annoyed. I didn't even know that it was a problem for her or an issue. Yeah, I have allergies. I mean, it's not COVID. Honestly, I'm just mad that, you know, sort of bothered. You could have just told me.
How do you know? Did you test? Did you test before?
I mean, I got the vaccine of both of them. I'm good to go.
But that doesn't mean that it couldn't have been that.
Okay. I think it's more like what she said of it's sort of a lack of social awareness issue.
I feel like that would have been fine normally, but she's right. During a global pandemic, it is a whole other level.
I don't know. I feel like he doesn't still understand that, like, coughing like that in public right now is the problem after this conversation.
I have allergies. Like, I can't say when they're going to show up or not.
So you're saying that you can't put this off forever because this is just sort of your baseline.
I mean, yeah, I cough here and there. That's a thing. And I don't. I'm not living in fear of it. I'm not, like, afraid of it or feeling like I'm a threat or a biological weapon because of it. I choose not to live in fear. I mean, I just feel
like you're underselling the amount of coughing. Like, it felt like so much. It wasn't a here or there thing. Coughing like a maniac. Like, it was so much. I don't know. I feel like we're going.
Okay, what about this? What if he sees an allergist?
No, we're not doing this.
We just haven't had a successful one for so.
The first day. It's too much.
Yes.
We just haven't had like a.
Who cares?
It's not worth it.
Okay, fine.
Just call it.
This relationship has a do not resuscitate sign around it. Okay, like. After one date, it's just not a match. No one's in love with each other. That's why I like Second Date Update. It's not War of the Roses. I like that, like, we can just, like, walk away and be grown-ups here.
It just feels good when we can get somebody to, like, give each other another chance.
Yeah, that's but it's saying. Not about us. All right, listen. Samantha and Adrian, just...
I don't know. Adrian,
2022 is your year. I can feel it for both of you. Adrian, you're going to find somebody that doesn't care that you have allergies or whatever you have. And Samantha, you'll find somebody who never gets sick ever. So
we are just stop trying.
Second date update on the Wake Up Call.
It's the Wake Up Call.
You had an experience over the weekend.
Yeah.
Where you had to go to your storage unit.
Yes. I actually had to call the storage unit so that my husband also could be on the storage unit because I set it up in my name, but now that I've blown my knee out, I can't comesies gozies, you know, at the storage unit. So I call and I'm talking to a toxically positive person.
Wow.
A woman that is in such a good mood. And I get off the phone with her and then she calls me back and she says, Katie, this is so-and-so at the storage unit, and I have to ask you something. And I said, okay. She said, were you kidnapped?
Why would she ask you if you were kidnapped?
I think that she Googled my name, Gavin. And you know what happens when you Google my name?
I do, but not everybody does. You're going to love this.
There is a girl with the same first and last name as me. That was kidnapped and buried alive in the 90s. And
but when, she's alive, right?
She is.
Okay.
Yes. And when you Google my name, the first several pages of Google is all about her. The problem with this is that
I just did it.
People assume that it is me.
And you're the same age, too.
And we're the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We're literally born in the same year. So I explained to her, no, sorry, not me. And she said, oh, well, I was going to tell you that you didn't take care of our promotional offer. You didn't check our promotional offer when you signed up for your storage unit, which means you get your second month free. And I thought, well, for everything that she's been through, at the very least, she should get the second month free. But all I kept thinking was, what if the answer was yes?
So let me recap just in case you're joining us now, okay? So Katie called her storage unit and she met a woman over the phone who found out she was in radio, tried to Google her, and discovered the other person with Katie's real first and last name who was buried alive in the 90s.
Yes.
Kidnapped and buried alive in the 90s.
Survived. Yeah.
Is alive. Yes. I think it's high time that you lean into this.
Why?
Why not? Why not be kidnapped Katie? You can be kidnapped and morning show Katie. Think about you.
What if they start asking me details?
Make them up.
Okay. Can I ask a question? Why would I do this?
You are, okay, the storage unit.
Yeah.
Okay, so she called you back to think like, well, man, for everything she's been through, she at least deserves, and what was it, a second month for free? What was she going to give you?
Oh, it was the second month was half off.
Maybe she'd give you every month half off. You've been kidnapped. Look how good you're doing now. And maybe even don't even wait for people to find it anymore and just be like, yeah. Like if you just go to the grocery store and be like, I couldn't find any chunky peanut butter. And they go, oh, supply chain problems. We're running out. And you just go, tell me about it. When I was held in an underground bunker. And then,
You're saying work it into conversation.
Yes. Yes. Think about all the things that could come of it. Now, there is a slight problem. You don't look anything like kidnapped
Katie.
Nothing
like kidnapped
Well, Katie. That's not true.
Gavin.
Now, you could say that these are old pictures.
Okay, but there's pictures of her now.
It would not be a stretch.
Maybe I say I had to change my appearance.
Oh, God. I love that.
I had to change my appearance. Now, I do want to tell you, there have been people who have claimed that they were part of some sort of traumatic event, 9/11, war, things like that. Mm-hmm. And when people found out that that wasn't true,
yes,
things didn't go great for them. Am I at risk for that?
Somebody calls you out on one day lying about it.
Uh-huh.
You know what you do?
What?
Turn on the tears. Start to cry. And right. I know you can do that.
I can't cry on demand.
Well,
but
hone
it does
it,
not
hone it.
Take much to make me cry. That's the good news.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, maybe being confronted with lying about being kidnapped and buried alive would
like
make
it might
you cry.
Bring it out.
Yes, exactly. So start to cry and then say, like, how dare you?
Okay. Oh, turn it back on them.
Yes. Hit them with a how
can
dare
you.
You
imagine how it feels for me.
Kidnapped Katie. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know that this would ever happen, but what happens if real kidnapped Katie found out?
And does what? Wants you to stop getting storage unit discounts? I mean,
does seem like if I have to go through life having people frankly be disappointed when they find out I wasn't kidnapped, okay? Well, the least she could do is let me get a little discount here or there.
Exactly.
Because the people do get like, oh, not you, huh? Sorry. Jeez.
Wow. Sorry I wasn't lucky enough to be kidnapped and buried alive, right. A-hole. Yeah, I think you lean into it from now on.
Okay.
And here's why. I want to tell people I'm friends with somebody who was kidnapped and buried alive.
I think you can just do that if you want also.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Ma'am, where am I going today to just bring it up out of nowhere?
Oh, yeah. That reminds me.
That'll be $3.50. My friend was kidnapped and buried alive.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I'm calling Jenny. She works at a sign store, and I'm calling because I'm very excited to go to a Niners game next month, and I'd like to make a poster that I can hold up during the game. It's a very, very weird poster, though.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. This is Jenny speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Jenny.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jenny. So my name's Raul, and I'm calling to see if I can get a poster made.
What kind of poster are you looking for? Are you maybe for like a birthday? Are you looking for like an event?
It's an event. I'm actually going to go to a Niners game next month. So I want to bring like a poster for when I go in, but like a poster that's like sturdy that I can like hold up.
Okay. Let's see. What did you want that to say?
Okay, yeah. I want the whole thing to be like red, like Niners red, and I want it to say maybe in like gold letters, go, with like a lot of O's, go Niners.
Go, okay.
How many O's are you writing down?
Right now so far.
Let's do eight.
You want to do eight?
Go. Yeah, that feels like eight.
Yep. Okay.
So can I also put on the poster like a picture of a miner? Like, I know they've got their mascot, but I want like an old timey picture of like a miner and he's pining for gold on it. Can we do that?
Pining for gold. Yeah, I believe we have some clip art. Do you want me to send you?
I don't want it to be a cartoon, though. I want it to be like a very downtrodden, sad looking old man panning for gold. Like something you'd see on PBS or like the train museum. So I want that on there. And then I also would like to put picture of the quarterback on the, you know what? I also want the kicker. Put everybody, put the whole team on there. I don't want anybody to be left out.
Like,
can I put like a message on the sign too?
Sure. What did you want the message to say?
Do you have a pen?
I do.
Okay. Write this down. Hey, Nana. Exclamation point. It's Raul. Exclamation point. Can you see me? Question mark. I made it.
Okay.
Period.
Okay. Hey, Nana.
I'm at the Niners game. Period.
Sorry.
And then just put cool, right? You got that?
Yeah, you must have a really cool grandma.
She's the best. She's my best friend.
Oh. So, hey, Nana, it's Raul. Can you see me? I made it. I'm at the Niners game, period. Cool, right? Question mark. So
that's perfect.
Okay, so you want the go.
And then also, can I get a picture of my Nana on the thing, too? Like, if I emailed you a picture of her?
I can definitely take that email and take a look at it.
Thanks. You'll have to crop it out, though. The best picture I have of her is when she was in a wet t-shirt contest, and I don't obviously want to be inappropriate, so just kind of crop out just her head. Also, this is very important to me. Can we put a recycling logo on there somewhere? Because I want everybody to know that this poster came from recycled material, because it does, right?
It doesn't, unfortunately. We don't have anything.
You know what? Just
with our company.
Just put the recycling logo on it anyway. And you know, can we also get it like a pair of Levi jeans somewhere on there and the Levi logo?
So here's the thing. Can we use the front and back?
I don't want to be distracted with having to remember to turn it around.
Yeah, I think you just kind of have to keep it to a minimum.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Sure. Let's get rid of two of the O's, and then we'll call it a day.
I'm not sure if, I want you to be happy, though. I want you to be happy, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to execute this 100% in the way that I think you would be able, like, you would, like, be able to get everything you want on it.
I understand. It's just not going to work out.
Okay. Listen, if you have a better design, I am... My name is Jenny, and just if you have a better design, maybe, or like a different one.
Yeah, I'll let me come up with something. I'll talk to my Nana.
You can give me a call back. Yeah, please. Yeah. I would love for you to. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll talk to her. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Can I tell you one more thing before I get going?
I'm sure.
None of this is real. This is a prank phone call. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The
Are
End.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
So I brought something to work with me today, and Katie says that it makes me look like a predator. What is it? You're going to find out next on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
If you haven't listened to the show since like the middle of last week, Katie has COVID. She is broadcasting from home still. Katie, how is it going?
I feel a lot better than I did early last week, but it feels like it's something that just never ends.
That's what Jacob said the first time that he got hit with it before he was vaccinated. He was like, man, this just never stops.
Yep.
I mean, here's the unfortunate part. I'm going to switch gears for a second. The unfortunate part is that you're not in the studio and you can't see my glorious mustache that I currently have.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, I mean, we have a screen. I can see you. And I would not describe it as glorious. I would describe it as predatory.
Mm-hmm.
Predatory?
Yes.
That is profiling and it's almost racist.
No,
how dare you?
It's definitely profiling.
When you see somebody with a mustache, Kevin, you don't feel like, wow, who's that guy?
I feel intimidated. No. I feel like I should go somewhere safe, protect myself from you. Put a jacket on because,
Katie, you're the only woman here.
Thank you.
And I did.
Sorry, Kevin.
I actually had a conversation over the weekend with some people that I work out with at Orange Theory Fitness afterwards. And one of the girls was telling a story about how there was a guy walking behind her on her way back from a park to her apartment. Mm. And I was just sitting there listening to the conversation and I was like, man, there's like, if I was a guy and I was in, if that situation happened to me and there was a guy just like walking behind me, I would think nothing of it. But like women really do have to like live in a different world. So let's take that serious situation and now let's juxtaposition a mustache involved in a situation.
Oh.
So let's say.
Now here's the thing, Gavin. It's not just any mustache. It's the kind of mustache that also goes down a little bit on
just
each
a little
side of your lip.
Yeah, just a little.
Okay, well that's important to mention.
You're on a video. Let me get closer to the camera for a second. It's not as drastic as you think. My hair's darker here.
I've seen it.
There you go. See that?
Yeah.
How's that?
Oh, that's worse.
How is it worse?
I don't think it's that bad.
How? Okay.
Because it looks like you're a mustachioed like gentleman that's a little unkept.
Well, that's kind of what I'm going for. I left the 5 o'clock shop. Don't make a face. God. Okay. If you want to see it, by the way, text the word look, LOOK to 73389. That's look to 73389 and you'll see a picture of it. But like, okay. So let's say you're just a girl living your girl life and a mustache shows up. In any kind of situation, okay? So, okay. The situation is, what is a situation that normally wouldn't be that bad, but he had a mustache and it's worse?
Okay, so let's say meet somebody online. Their profile picture, no mustache.
I love that.
Shows up, mustache.
Okay. Oh, great.
Stranger danger.
Now, and then immediately, do you want to hit the ejector seat on the date?
Well, first I say, are you a firefighter?
Mm. And then I say,
and you say,
no.
And I'll say, check, please.
Wow. Why do firefighters get away with it, but I don't?
Because it's part of their costume.
What if I'm trying to set a trend and now it's part of a costume for whatever
it's
we do?
It's already somebody else's costume and that's the other people it belongs to is perverts. And so that costume, it already belongs to somebody else.
Okay. All right. What if I stopped smiling? I feel like when I smile with this mustache, it's unsightly. But if I don't smile.
Okay, let me see.
Okay, here's a smile. Here's a smile.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. All right, here's no smile.
Oh. No, because for some reason you like raise one of your eyebrows and get a glisten in your eye when you don't smile. No.
Hello.
Gavin, there's no, pretty lady.
Yeah.
There's no way to do this right.
All right.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules.
It sounds like you do. It sounds like you got together with all your girlfriends and you guys all came up with a Geneva Convention of mustaches and you all just decided they're creepy and
here's
that feels
who you should blame. You can blame all the creeps before you that for some reason that look made them want to act like weirdos.
Okay, I just want to remind everybody you're not wrong. Yeah. And I want to remind everybody of just one thing, that when we were kids, all through the 80s and 90s, mustaches were everywhere. Very common.
True.
Very common. And now all of a sudden, we've decided that they are creepy. Okay, fine. So guess what's going to be creepy when the kids now are going to be older? There's going to be
goatees.
Show up in ripped jeans, hipster beards. where there's that COVID laugh. Oh, man. Yeah, think about all this stuff that's going on right now. Sublime t-shirts. So listen, fine, I'll just wait my turn for mustaches to come back around again when they're no longer creepy, because now we're all scared of people who wear AirPods.
Live from the 916.
On 106.5, The End.
The End.
No doubt, Olivia Rodrigo has left a crater on pop culture over the last year. She's had like 3 or 4 hit songs. And, I mean, we on The Wake Up Call, we like her too.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's great. But nobody likes her more than producer Jacob.
I would say that is correct.
No.
Well, I would consider you to be almost an Olivia Rodrigo super fan.
I mean, absolutely. Her songs make me want to dance. I can't help but just rock out. My neck hurts sometimes if I listen to her too long because I'm just head bopping.
But you also think her lyrics are really good, too, and she's fun.
I'd say so.
Now, here's the problem.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay.
Oh, you're 28?
Yeah.
I thought you were 27. This makes it worse.
I was.
You're 28
You were
old?
One time. Uh-huh. So me too.
You're 28-year-old straight man.
Yeah.
And you want to go see Olivia Rodrigo when she comes to town.
When I was like 18 years old, I loved Avril Lavigne, but it was more of a healthy dynamic. I felt like people understood it more because she was more of like a mother rock figure, you know. She's older than me, but I could still rock out her music.
I was just gonna say, she's older.
Yeah, so I don't know what makes it so weird that I'm 28 and I love, maybe it's the fact that she's 18 and I'm 10 years older than her, yet I'm like, yeah, this girl knows how to rock out.
Avril Lavigne's only 9 years older than you. How old do you think moms are?
9 years
old. Okay. Give us a call. 766-1065. 766-1065 right now and tell us, can producer Jacob go to an Olivia Rodrigo show? Because he is very concerned that he's going to look creepy.
Yeah, because this is a general admission show. Okay, this is at, I think it's at Bill Graham in San Francisco. Yep, it is. So you can just wander wherever. You don't have to buy front row seats or far back. When you're in there, you can push around wherever you want. So I'm totally going to go up to the front. Like, I listen to her like every day or so. She just pops in my playlists and I always think it's so great. So I'm going to be in the front row. I'm going to be grabbing strangers. I'm going to be shaking them when
No. Let's
on.
Not touch people.
Well, okay.
Let's at the very least, let's not touch people because a lot of people there are going to be minors.
Right.
And although you are a kid at heart, you are a 28-year-old man. Now, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Who would you be going with?
I haven't figured that out yet. I don't know anybody who likes her as much as me.
I mean, that is troubling.
Do you have like a niece you could bring? Because if you bring a kid, you then seem like cool Uncle Jacob.
Oh, I don't know any kids. I'm the youngest guy I think I know.
Yeah, I don't.
Everybody.
Okay.
I that seems to be, as we're getting text messages into 73389, people are very concerned that you would be going alone. And that is a big red flag for people.
Absolutely.
Give us a call, 766-1065. Let's talk to Lori real fast. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, can Jacob go see Olivia Rodrigo? He is 28 years old. Mm-hmm. Olivia Rodrigo is 18.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely can.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How do you?
Can he go alone?
Yeah.
I don't think that is too too much of an age difference when you're talking about liking a singer.
Okay.
I really don't. And here's the thing. If I get the chance to, I want to go to a Justin Bieber concert.
Oh.
And I'm 60. You're 60 years old.
Oh my God! Oh wow! Okay.
So this seems more like a push for getting a green light for yourself. This doesn't seem like it's as really as much to do with Jacob as we initially thought.
Thank you for calling, Lori. Let's talk to Trevor real fast. 766-1065. Good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. How about you?
Good. Good. Can Jacob go to an Olivia Rodrigo concert?
Yes. However, he needs to bring a date with him.
Okay.
Here we go. So if he brought
in, like, maybe you bring a girlfriend. You bring your girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
That way you look like you're supporting your girlfriend because she's a huge fan.
That's the best idea ever.
Now, does your girlfriend like Olivia Rodrigo?
I would have to kind of use her because I don't think she's like the biggest fan, so I'd have to kind of bring her along. But I could tell people in the crowd.
Okay, now here's my concern, though. Okay,
you don't have to talk to people in the crowd. Don't touch them.
Leave
the crowd.
You're telling me that when I'm super excited and I'm watching Olivia Rodrigo, I'm supposed to stand there quietly? Yeah, right.
I mean,
you can dance.
Here's my concern. My concern is, you know, there's a lot of people texting in saying, bring a niece. Somebody's texting said, you can bring my teenage daughter. That seems very troubling.
I don't want to do that.
Weird.
Bring your girlfriend. Aren't we just using people as props can go?
Yeah, because it seems like on the surface, if I do show up by myself and rock out, people will think it's weird. So I do need to have a person with me.
You know what, Jacob? I'm going to say something in your defense. This is reverse sexism.
Oh, wow.
Because if this were an 18-year-old guy,
yeah,
people wouldn't care that you were going. People wouldn't go, look, old tall boy pervert, Jacob.
Yep.
Okay. Also, you're 6'5". Stop standing in the front row. That should be what we're talking about.
Well, I'd have to get there
early. But anyways...
Yeah, but
people have to stand behind you, Stretch.
Well,
okay.
Well, real fast, I am 6'4", and I do like going to concerts, but I know you can't push away in the front. People will get mad at me. I have to establish myself as a flagpole. I get there early enough to where people know to work around me because they know they can't see.
Let's take one more phone call, and I think that this might be an interesting one. Let's talk to Matthew. Matthew, you have a path to the show, and it's kind of interesting, and it's less creepy than people texting in saying, Jacob, take our teenage daughter to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who should he go with?
Well, I'm 43. I'll be going.
No way!
But I'm taking, I am, yes. but I'm taking my 7-year-old daughter with me. So that's my pass in.
Okay, so now if Jacob could tag along with you and your 7-year-old daughter, Jacob, would you go or would you think that would be really weird?
Would you stand in as his 28-year-old son?
No, this would be our 7-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Matthew, could he be...
You guys are the best gay dads.
Yeah, could he be your gay husband?
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's really tall. So I think he should put my daughter on his shoulders so that she'll be able to see really well.
There you go.
You know, she's only 7.
I'm getting butterflies. Matthew, this is the best idea I've ever heard.
What a great family you guys are.
Yeah, absolutely. Matthew, you know what? Stay on hold and you guys can trade numbers back and forth. And, you know, we'll just see where this goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uncomfortable questions. With more uncomfortable answers. It's Sacramento's home of Would You Rather with the Wake Up Call.
You've been texting into 73389 your absolutely incredible Would You Rather questions. Please keep them coming, and if they're for somebody specifically, also include that as well. I would like to kick off this week's Would You Rather, okay?
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Please,
I got a Would You Rather get caught having sex at work by Katie or Kevin?
That's a good one.
Kevin and I answer?
I mean...
I choose Kevin.
I
would squeal so much.
See, I'm glad that he said that because that my answer is very easy. It's Kate. I'd much rather get caught by Katie because Kevin cannot wait to gossip about stuff.
No. True. If it's a bro, I'll keep your secret, bro.
That's such a lie. I've heard you gossip about both genders like crazy in this building. And I also think that if I had sex in this building and Katie caught me, she would hold it over me, but I would trust that she wouldn't shame me for it.
Understand, though, if Kevin catches you have sex, the person he's going to tell is me. So either way, I'm finding out.
He's going to tell you, but he's also going to tell several other people. He doesn't.
Well, that's true.
He is very selective.
He's going to tell former employees. He's going to tell former bosses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like the fat, bald guy in Game of Thrones.
Oh,
like, all he does is wander the castle and whisper in people's ears. That's Kevin.
I'm insulted.
Ouch. Well, good. You get to go next. It's would you rather on the wake up call. Man.
Okay, mine's not as intense. Would you rather clean the same mess every day or never be allowed to clean that mess at all?
Now, I assume you don't clean anything.
I think I would never clean that mess up. I'll work around that mess. Maybe put a stool over it.
A stool over
and then put a plant on top of the stool so more eyes are attracted to the plant instead of the mess.
Because you're a plant daddy.
Yes, plant zaddy with a Z because I have so many plants.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
It's would you rather on the wake-up call. Katie, would you like to go? Do you have the energy?
I have the energy,
all
yes.
right, Katie is just broadcasting barely. From home because she has COVID, but...
Would you rather have one of your friends fall in love with you or have your boss fall in love with you?
For you, this is hard.
This is hard because I assume it's happened both ways.
Uh-oh.
But I'm definitely going to go with my boss falls in love with me.
Smart.
And the reason is so that I could use that to my advantage. Now, I would have to play ball a little bit. And I'd have to make him think that there's a chance. Male, female, doesn't matter. And actually, this would be beneficial for all of us if I could get our boss to fall in love with
me. Yeah, I think it would too.
And in fact, we should be saying thank you.
Yes.
You are welcome.
It's would you rather on the wake up call. Producer Jacob, you get to go last.
Sweet. Would you rather make out on a bed filled with stains or in a room with a dusty bedroom floor?
I'm sure you've done both.
No, I have standards. I would say that I am guilty of being the guy with a really clean house but stains in his bed. But then, like, the floors and stuff, you just got to get some Clorox and some paper towels. You can clean that stuff up. Fabric isn't as easy to clean.
It is. There's machines that do it for you.
That's what I'm saying, but you have to use a machine.
Do you not change your sheets?
How often do you wash them?
How often should you wash your sheets?
I would wash
my sheets a lot.
2 weeks.
I don't wash my pillowcases, weirdly, but...
Yeah, I'm with Kevin, like, 10 days, 2 weeks.
Yeah, 10 days, 2 weeks. That's not too bad. I mean, I would go, like, maybe... I've gone a whole year.
Oh, my God!
Jacob, that's...
And then I'll just like change out maybe my pillowcases because my drool buildup will. I don't really get gross. It's just like, you know, so I'm guilty of being that person.
Does your girlfriend know this?
Jacob.
She sees them.
Oh my God. Jacob, we're not talking about the drool stains. We're talking about does she know that you didn't change your sheets for a year?
I mean, she has to pick up on it. I mean, it's...
Well, maybe she thinks you only have one pair of sheets, but you're still at least washing them.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, she probably doesn't know. Yeah, they smell when I... And that's when I change them. So it's not like a two-week standpoint. It's when I start to
smell. They have to smell before... Sometime in the six-month range, they have to start really...
Okay, here's the caveat.
I feel sicker.
Here's the caveat. I don't want to sleep in somebody else's bed with stains. It's only okay to me because it's my stains and it's my bed. So if I had to choose, I would choose somebody with a messy house and clean bed sheets because that's what I'd want.
Well, here's the good news. You and Kevin seem like a pair made in heaven.
No, we're not.
It's not a show without you. Call the wake-up call now. 916-766-1065.
So there's something coming to the area called the Van Gogh Experience, correct?
Immersive experience.
Okay. And Do you know when it's coming to the area?
Not yet. It's a sneak preview. They're still looking for a place, but once the place releases, they will let you know.
Okay, and it was in San Francisco. Text in ART, A-R-T, A-R-T, to 73389 if you'd like. If you haven't seen the ads for this yet, and you want to know what we're talking about, because it is kind of hard to explain. But basically, famous painter Vincent van Gogh, he's got a whole bunch of famous paintings, and they created an exhibit where they made his paintings animation, and then you go and sit in a room, and the animation's just all over the floor and the wall and the ceiling and all over the place. Do I have that right?
Oh. Yes.
And how much are tickets for something like that?
About $20.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But it's more than...
Well, $20.
It's more than just lights making it digital. It's his artwork pieces, and then they're blown up to literally cover the whole room, so you immerse yourself inside his paintings, such as Starry Night is a really good one to be immersed in.
Yeah.
Give us another one.
Give us another one.
That one with the fields in it.
The fields.
Okay, one more. Give us one more. He's talking about the sunflowers.
Yes, the sunflowers. Very beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And the other
one more.
It was not the Starry Night one, but like...
You said that one.
I know. It's like it, but opposite. Like in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like morning clouds or something.
So basically, you're a huge art fan is basically
yes!
what I'm taking away from this. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you want to go to this Vincent van Gogh mm-hmm. exhibit. Mm-hmm. Okay. And why do you want to go?
One, to really learn about his art.
What do you learn? What do you think you're going to learn there?
You're going to learn the history of each painting.
Oh, the history of the painting.
And why he painted it.
Okay.
While being immersed in it. Like, I don't think you understand that part.
I think what I do understand is you want to do anything you possibly can to be at an Instagram trap.
It's not an Instagram trap. It's an art exhibit.
Oh, I don't know. I think I remember
Except
you.
Except Gavin, or Kevin, the problem is you've never shown any interest in art.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
So until it became Instagrammable, it seems like art really wasn't like a passion of yours. Am I kidding you? No, I'm not. Why are you giving me shook face?
Because I go to museums all the time. I love art. I love abstract art.
Okay, Museum of Ice Cream does not count.
Yeah, that was the thing I was going to bring up, because you tried telling us that the Museum of Ice Cream was also art.
It is art.
And it wasn't. It was nothing but an Instagram trap.
When have you ever seen a melting chocolate ice sculpture?
It wasn't...
He got you there.
I guess you do.
Art can be all different forms, shapes, sizes.
But all that you go for...
some of your favorite...
All that you go for...
some of his favorite artists.
Yeah, who are some of your favorite artists?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay, there's one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vincent van Gogh.
Okay. Okay, we'll give you half a credit for that one.
Picasso.
There you go.
You know, nice. Picasso.
What was his first name?
Pablo.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
I'm a very good artist.
Okay, hold on. That's a song. That's a song.
No,
that's
it's not.
He knows that. Yeah.
He's the one that holds his painting, his palette, that's what artists call, in his right arm with the little thumb to hold it.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. As opposed to everybody else that uses that exact same.
Well, Vincent van Gogh, he's more of a dab it and then put it on the painting.
What did Pablo Picasso go through? What kind of a phase did he go through?
I think
what
he was
that called the period, something period. What was it?
Writer's block.
No, it wasn't that one.
He cut off his ear.
That was Vincent van Gogh.
He was the short guy.
Went through a blue period.
That was Napoleon.
A blue period.
Yes, yes. You knew that.
Now, what did Napoleon paint? His famous painting.
That's a good question.
Napoleon. I never mentioned a Napoleon.
No, but
what was his favorite piece of art?
I don't think he was a painter.
What was it called? Okay, look at you, little art.
Stumped.
Yeah,
stumped.
You try to get me with
question.
That, huh? Yeah, there's nobody named Napoleon. There, she might be thinking of Napoleon Dynamite.
Wow. Okay.
Far from it.
So when you go to the Vincent van Gogh immersion, mm-hmm. is that what it's called?
Immersive experience.
Okay. When you're there, And once you're there, do you promise not to take your phone out and post any Instagram stuff?
Oh, that's a great idea. So that you can truly be immersed.
Mm-hmm. Why would I do that? Then people won't know I went.
You could tell us. You could tell
because
us later.
Because you love art.
Yeah, and you love
and
art.
You want to be able to really drink in the experience without any distractions.
Right. I can experience for like 5 minutes and then get a fire photo.
But what if you didn't? What if you just like left your phone in your car?
Then why would I go to the museum?
Hold on, not your car. Your car doesn't have windows. But like, you know, a secure car.
Right, then why would I go if I can't take pictures there?
So you are going for the experience. Did you know at the Louvre in Paris, they don't let you take pictures of some of the most valuable art that they have?
Oh, no.
Like the Mona Lisa, I'm pretty sure you cannot take a picture of the Mona Lisa. What would you do
Look
if you
at
were
him.
There?
He's
I can take a picture
decided.
Around the Mona Lisa, just not the Mona Lisa.
You're not allowed to take a picture of the Sistine Chapel in Rome?
Yeah, I'm not going to take a picture of it. I'm going to take a picture of me in the Sistine Chapel of Rome looking
up. No, you're not allowed to take a picture anywhere near it.
Even if I'm looking up and the camera's pointed at me,
yes.
Only me?
Yes.
Well, that's dumb. How are people supposed to know about art?
Well, that is fine art. That's how people react to art.
Okay, question on that then. How they get the pictures on Google?
Well, they have professionals come in and do it safely.
I'm a professional.
Oh, well, you are?
Yes.
How so?
I'm going to bring a pass that says I'm a certified professional that is allowed photographs at the art museums for research purposes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you got me there. $20
you
well
sure
spent.
You sure did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm
art.
Excited.
Yeah, I'm sure
you're going to
you
see fire
gonna
pictures.
You are going to be so immersed.
Yes.
I think that you're going to come back a real changed boy.
Mm-hmm. Check out my Instagram, Kevin Wake Up Call, when I do it.
And just like
and
all true
is.
Art, they're having trouble finding a place to put it right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.